From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A monitoring group says the battle for the Syrian city of Aleppo is in its final stage. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says rebel forces are withdrawing from their last holdouts in the face of advancing government troops. Earlier, the Syrian government recaptured a southern district and carried out airstrikes against the last remaining areas controlled by opposition forces. Crowds of people in government-controlled western Aleppo took to the streets to celebrate. Meanwhile, about 200 kilometers to the southeast, the Islamic State group was reported in full control of Palmyra after 4 days of fighting outside the city. The Israeli Air Force is getting a boost with the arrival of America's top warplane. Robert Berger reports.
Two F-35 stealth fighter jets roared into an Air Force base in southern Israel, where they were welcomed by Israeli leaders and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter.
There's no better symbol of the U.S. commitment to Israel's security than the F-35.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has threatened in the past to attack Iran's nuclear program, said Israel's long arm has just become longer. Robert Berger, Jerusalem.
Turkish state media say police Monday detained 118 People's Democratic Party officials over alleged links to Kurdish militants. Countrywide operations were launched after an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility for two bombings outside an Istanbul football stadium Sunday. At least 38 people were killed in that blast and more than 150 wounded. This is VOA News.